What do you give as a gift to someone who has meant a great deal to you throughout your life? First Lady Mamie Eisenhower had quite a gift for her uncle living in Iowa. The story of that gift and her time in the White House is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
First Lady Mamie Eisenhower was born in Boone, Iowa. Although her time here was brief, she came to visit family and was always close with her Uncle Joel. Later in life, she surprised him with quite a gift.
They gave him what would have been considered a spectacular gift at the time. They gave him a Windsor sedan, and when the dealer pulled up with it, he closed the door and thought that the dealer was joking. And they had to actually get Mamie on the phone to explain to Uncle Joel that it wasn't a joke and that actually was a Christmas gift to him from Ike and Mamie.
Mara McKay shares the story from Boone, Iowa. The home where Mamie was raised remains, but it has gone through some changes over the years.
It had at one point been three apartment rentals. It was sitting next to the Baptist church, and they were thinking of tearing it down. And at that point, some local residents jumped in and said, we'd love to save that home, and moved it across the street.
Mara says relationships with family and friends were of the utmost importance to Mamie. In fact, while at the White House, some of her closest relationships were with those who worked for the White House itself.
She would keep up pictures of their children and their families around her dresser. Those were the people that she really endeared herself to.
The home has several interesting items on display. Perhaps the most unique and well-traveled are a pair of chairs.
She gave two chairs that traveled all over the world with Ike and Mamie. So they went to all 27 of the homes that they had lived in together.
While most presidents have birthplace homes that are preserved as historical sites, this is one of the few birthplace sites of a First Lady, a small yet important landmark in this town. Traveling the countryside in Boone, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.